Welcome to Torah Dimecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Samech Vav. Tzfania talks about a time when all of the world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Perek Gimel, he says, Ki azeh voch el amim safavru ra, likrochu lam b'shem Hashem le'avdo shchem echad. Then I will transform the people's language and turn their words into clear, clean speech, so that they may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder with one accord. That is one of the main ideas in Mizmor Samech Vav. It follows Mizmor Samech He, which according to Rav Hirsch, described how all men will seek Hashem driven by a compelling force from within their souls. They will strive for union with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his law, in order to attain salvation on earth. Mizmor Samech Hei ended with a declaration of the return of all mankind to Hashem, and as a result of what they have learned through the manifestations of God's presence and might, from the history of man in general, and of Israel in particular, as summed up in the Pasuk Hei of Mizmor Samech Hei, Vayir'u Yoshvei Ketzavot Me'ototecha. Those who live at the ends of the earth are awed by your signs. This Mizmor, Mizmor Samech Vav, shows a continuation of the same idea, where ultimately all nations of the world will recognize Hashem's greatness in history. Who is the Meshorer for this Mizmor? There is no name in the Kotarot or the title, so we're going to see a few options. Rav Hirsch believes it was composed by David HaMelech. Ibn Ezra, in his second Perush, notes that the Mizmor is written in the plural, which is unusual for David HaMelech, and feels that it might have been written by one of the other composers of Sefer Tehillim. The Malbim attributes this Mizmor to Menashe ben Chizkiyahu, who is mentioned in Divrei Hayamim Bet at the end, and also in Malachim Bet, who was put into chains and incarcerated by officers of Melech Ashur, ultimately brought to Babel where he got sick. He did tshuva and prayed to Hashem, who listened and returned him, Hishivoto, to Yerushalayim, where he offered korbanot of todah, of thanks. This Mizmor, Samech Vav, would then be an account of what happened. The Mizmor has four parts to it, starting with how all of the inhabitants of the world should praise Hashem, discussing the wonders Hashem performed for his people in ancient times, discussing then the adversity that faced Bnei Israel, from which they were then delivered, then how the Meshorer proclaims that he will fulfill his vows to Hashem, and concludes by expressing todah, thanksgiving, for the acceptance of his prayer. As I read through the psukim of this Mizmor, listen for some phrases that can remind you of various tefillot of Yom Kippur, and we'll discuss them more at the end. Pasuk Aleph, Lamnatzer Shir Mizmor, Hariu Lelokim Kol Haaretz, to the lead player, a song, a psalm, shout out to God all the earth. As I noted before, we don't have the name of the person who composed this Mizmor, and our options were David HaMelech, the other Meshorerim, or perhaps Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu. Pasuk Bet, Zamru Chavod Shemo, Simu Chavod Tehilato, praise his name's glory, make his praise glory. Recite the glory of his name with music and song. Pasuk Gimel, Imru Lelokim Mano Ra Ma'asecha, Berov Uzacha Yechachashu Lecha Oivecha. Say to God, how awesome your deeds. Before your great strength, your enemies quail. Radak posits or puts the pasuk as such. What is your greatness, Hashem? You brought out a weak nation from the midst of a nation much stronger. Lachachish was translated as to quail or to dwindle away. But it can also mean to deny or to disclaim. And as such, the Yalkut Shimoni gives examples of our enemies who said one thing about Hashem's power, and then had to retract what they said, in essence, to contradict or disclaim their original statement, Imru, one thing, and then Yechachashu, another. They say one thing, and then they have to deny it or take back their original statement. Yavtaro, who said, Mi Hashem, asher shma v'kolo, lo yadati et Hashem, v'gam et Yisrael lo eshlach. Who is God that I should listen to him? I don't know this God, and I also will not send out Bnei Israel. And later on, what does Paro say? After Makat Parad, Hashem HaTzadik. He has to acknowledge that Hashem is righteous and is the one behind the Makot. And finally, after Makat the Chorot, Paro was the one to say, okay, get out. Vayhi b'shalach Paro et ha'am, when Paro was sending out the people. Pasuk Dalet, Kol ha'aretz yishtachavu lecha, yizamru lach, yizamru shimcha sela. All the earth bows down to you, they say hymns to you, and they hymn and praise your name, Sela. The entire world will sing praises to you. And again, we can look at that pasuk from Zephaniah, Ki azefoch elamim safavru ra. I will transform the people's language and turn their words into clear, clean speech. Likro kulam v'shem Hashem la'avdo shchem echad. So that they may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder with one accord. Pasuk hey. V'chu ur'u mif'alot elokim nora alila al b'nei adam. Come and see the acts of God, awesome in works over humankind. The Malbim notes that through the acts of God that he does on behalf of man, we then see his awesomeness, the Nora, and that he is the only one worthy of this honor, since he can change nature and do miracles as he oversees all of mankind. What are some examples of the awesome things that Hashem did on behalf of mankind? We begin to see in Pasuk Vav. Hafach yam liyabasha, banahar yavru viregel, sham nisnechavo. He turned sea, the yam, to dry land. The torrent, the nahar, they crossed on foot. There we rejoiced in. He split the yam suf and the yarden when we, B'nai Israel, needed to cross both. We were happy at the time of both of the miracles, since we saw how Hashem concerns himself over the details of what his people need. In the future, we will rejoice with him when we return from exile, and we will build the Beit HaMikdash for him. Pasuk Zayin, Moshe b'gvurato olam, inava goyim titzpena, hasororim al yarumu lamo sela. He rules in his might forever, his eyes probe the nations, let the wayward not rise up, sela. And with this, we conclude the second part of the Mizmor, the wonders Hashem performed for his people in ancient times. And then we transition to the next section, which will talk about the adversity that faced the people of B'nai Israel, from which they were delivered. And we begin with a charge that nations should praise Hashem, and we'll continue with the reasons why. Pasuk Chet, Baruch Hu Amim Elokeinu V'Hashmiu Kol Tehilato. Bless people, our God, and make the sound of his praise be heard. Why should we bless Hashem? We will see some reasons in Pasuk Tet. Hasam nafshenu b'chayim, who kept us in life, v'lo natan lamot ragleinu, and did not let our feet stumble. Hashem kept us alive in galut, and you, the other nations, were not able to annihilate us. This pasuk is found in the bracha ve'emunah kol zot that follows Shema in Tfilat Ma'ariv. Pasuk yud, ki bechantanu elokim, tziraftanu kitzraf kasef. For you tested us, God, you refined us as silver is refined. By removing all of the impurities. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Haveitanu bimtsuda, samta muaka bimotnenu. You trapped us as in a net, placed heavy cords around our loins. What were the nets that you placed us in? Like in Mitzrayim, like in Bavel. Pasuk Yud Bet, Hirkafta enosh l'roshenu, banu ba'eshu v'mayim v'totzienu larvaya. You let people ride over us. We came into fire and water, and you brought us out to great ease. The Targum Ketuvim explains this as follows. The men who rode over our heads were the men of Paras u'Madai. Those who went through fire would be like Abraham in Ur Kasdim. We went through water like the baby boys in Mitzrayim. We came through in abundance during the time of Haman. The next pasuk has a shift from the communal, the plural, to the individual, the singular. And sometimes we better appreciate the greatness of Hashem, what Hashem does for the nation, by focusing on what he did for one person. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Avo Beitcha Ve'olot Ashalem Lecha Nedarai. I shall come to your house with burnt offerings, I shall pay to you my vows. Just as you, Hashem, have mercy on us and redeem us, we will enter your sanctuary and repay our vows by bringing korbanot of olot and shlamim. Which is why the Malbim wanted to say that this parak refers to Menashe, the son of Chizkiyahu. Pasuk Yudalad, Asher patsu sfatai v'diber pi batzar li. My lips uttered what my mouth spoke in straits in my time of distress. What will the animals be that I will offer up as korbanot? Pasuk Tetvav. Olot mechim alelach im ktoret elim, ese bakar im atudim sela. Fat burnt offerings I shall offer up to you. With the incense of rams, I shall sacrifice cattle and goats sela. With the next pasuk, we begin the conclusion of the mizmor, expressing todah that the prayer was accepted. Pasuk tetzayin lechushim uvasa prach chol yirei Elokim asher asa lenafshi. Come listen and let me recount all you who fear God and what he did for me. Elav pi karati veromam tachat lashoni. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. What does it mean to have praise on my tongue? It could refer to the fact that you use your tongue to articulate different letters and sounds. That's what the Radak says. It can refer to an idea in your heart that your heart echoes then what your mouth will be saying, even Ezra, or before you uttered the words that you were prepared to say, that it was still in your tongue, and that's the Malbim. Pasuk Yod Chet, Aven im ra'iti belibi lo yishma adoshem. Had I seen mischief in my heart, the master, Hadoshem, would not have listened. There are two very different ways of understanding this pasuk. The first, Rashi, the chasadim that Hashem does for me. We may have iniquities in our heart, but he, Hashem, pretends not to see them. We are not judged according to what we think or what we have in our hearts, but only by what we do. The second, Ibn Ezra, God would not have listened to me if I had iniquity in my heart, that the inside has to match what you're doing on the outside. The fact that he listened when I called him with my mouth is proof that there was no iniquity in my heart. Pasuk Yotet, Achen Shama Elokim Hikshiv Bekol Tfilati. God indeed has listened, has hearkened to the sound of my prayer. Pasuk Chaf, Baruch Elokim Asher Lo Hisir Tfilati Bechasdo Meiti. Blessed is Hashem who has not turned away my prayer nor his kindness from me. It is thus fitting that some of these verses from this mizmor feature prominently in the tefillot of Yom Kippur. What are the Yom Kippur references? The first, Pasuk Yod, Ki bechantanu Elokim tziraftanu kitzraf kasef. You tested us, God, you refined us as silver is refined. Two references come to mind. The first, which is the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Hachayotzir haze lo uchal asot lachem. Beit Yisrael ne'um Hashem, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says the Lord. Hine chachomer biyad hayotzer, as clay is in the potter's hand, kenatem biyadi Beit Yisrael. So are you in my hand, O house of Israel. And this is the piyut that Ashkenazim say during Mariv on the night of Yom Kippur. Begins with kihine kechomer biyad hayotzer, echoing the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and then one of the later stanzas talks about the silversmith. Kihine kakasef biyad hatzaref, like the silver in the hand of the smith, virtzoto misakseg uvirtzoto mitzaref, who makes it pure or impure at will. Kein anachnu biyadcha mamtzi lemazor teref, so are we in your hand, healing God. Labri tabet ve'al tefen layetzer, turn and remember your covenant with us, and don't listen to the accuser. The second Yom Kippur reference is Pasuk Gimel. Imru le'Elokim, ma nora ma'asecha. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Berov uzcha yechachashu lecha oivecha. Your great strength, before your great strength, your enemies quail. And this echoes a piyut of Rav Moshe ibn Ezra that we recite before Tfilat Ni'ilah on Yom Kippur. Kel nora alila, kel nora alila, God of tremendous deeds. Hamtzilanu mechila b'shat ne'ila. Grant us pardon at the time of ne'ila. The piyut helps to set the tone for ne'ila and has three main themes, one of slicha, forgiveness, one of simcha, happiness, and one of ge'ula, redemptions. The line that talks about forgiveness, Hamtzilanu mechila b'shat ne'ila. Find for us forgiveness during the time of ne'ila. Asking for rachamim and for our punishments to be cancelled. We're going to see in the next line the word chon, chet vav nun, which has two meanings, one asking for clemency and another requesting mercy. Chon otam verachem v'chol lochetz v'lochem. Be gracious and merciful to all tyrants and foes. There is a part that asks for our sins to be erased and for our enemies to be judged and punished. In the following two lines, first, Shofchim lecha nafsham mechei pish'am v'chachasham, they pour their soul to you, and so please blot out, erase their misdeeds. And the idea of judging in the next line, Aselahem plila bishat hane'ila, execute justice for them at the time of Ni'ilah. There's a part asking to be saved from the curses that Hashem warned us he would bring if we don't follow the mitzvot. Aleph Resh Hei Ara Mim Era refers to curses, and Sitra to perfection. Heye Lahem Lesitra V'Hatzilem Mim Era, be their protection and shield them from disaster, from the curses. There's a part of this piyut that asks for a good year and also shows element of simcha. Tisku l'shanim rabot habanim v'ha'avot, they should merit many years, the fathers and the sons, b'ditza u'v'tzahala b'shat ha'ni'ila, with happiness and joy at the time of ni'ila. There's a part that asks for zchut avot, zechor tzidkat avihem v'chadesh et yemehem, remember the righteous merit of our forefathers and renew their days, k'kedem u'tchila b'shat ha'ni'ila, as in the distant past, in the time of ni'ila. And the last couplet of this piyut sets the tone for redemption. Michael, Sar Yisrael, Eliyahu, v'Gavriel, Basruna hageula, bishat haneila. Michael, the officer guarding Bnei Yisrael, Eliyahu and Gavriel, will announce the redemption at the time of Ni'ila. Eliyahu is well known for being a mevaser geula, the harbinger of the redemption. And from Mesechet Simcha, one of the smaller Mesechtot, we learn that the Michael, as a Sar Yisrael, is also a harbinger, and that as long as Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash exist, there's a Kohen Gadol from Aaron, and there's a Kohen Gadol from Aaron, who brings a Korbanot. Michael was the angel bringing Korbanot in the Beit HaMikdash Shel Mawa, in front of Hashem. By asking for him, we're asking for a return of Korbanot and for the Beit HaMikdash. B'mehira b'yameinu, may it come speedily. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.